The Long Voyage by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Gary Appleton. When the wind is blowing and the sleet or rain is driving against the dark windows, I love to sit by the fire, thinking of what I have read in books of voyage and travel. Such books have had a strong fascination for my mind from my earliest childhood. And I wonder it should have come to pass that I never have been round the world, never have been shipwrecked, ice environed, tomahawked, or eaten. Sitting on my ruddy hearth in the twilight of New Year's Eve, I find incidents of travel rise around me from all the latitudes and longitudes of the globe. They observe no order or sequence, but appear and vanish as they will, come like shadows, so depart. Columbus, alone upon the sea with his disaffected crew, looks over the waste of waters from his high station on the poop of his ship, and sees the first uncertain glimmer of the light, rising and falling within the waves like a torch in the bark of some fisherman, which is the shining star of a new world.